What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion, yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Football Junkies Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Swanbeck, here with my good friend Jeremy Miller, and it's a Friday night, and we're about to do a live draft.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, this is fun, man. We're about to do an actual live draft. Have we ever done a live draft for like...
Yeah, we did one last year.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it for the Industry League. This one is for people that are on our Facebook group page, and also just podcast listeners. So we wanted to have one for that. Right now we just started the draft. The first pick just got taken, and obviously it's a huge surprise. It's Christian McCaffrey,
followed by Dalvin Cook going number two. Guys, it's going to be really difficult for us to keep up with these picks as we go. But Jeremy, where are you drafting, sir?
I'm number 12. Tim is at number 6.
Yeah, so I'll be coming up here.
Is that Tim or is it Jessica? It says Jessica Swanbeck.
It says Jessica on there.
Weird.
But that's we know who that is. That's me, actually. I think somebody's been messing with me. It's probably one of my kids, but they're all grounded. Whoa! And we just had a kind of a shocker here, Jeremy.
So Derrick Henry went number 3.
Whoa! That's kind of a shocker.
Oh, I've got a Chubb is number 3. Oh, that's Dave.
Dave. Okay, Dave. We see you there, buddy. We see you.
Oh, I flipped it over to all. That way it shows the picks and the chat.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm coming up here. It looks like one more pick. And Saquon Barkley is still on the table.
I think...
Wow.
I think it's you're going to have Saquon available unless they're not into draft. I think you're gonna have Saquon available, because if not, then why wouldn't they just pick right away?
And he is absolutely still available. So with the 6th pick in our draft, I myself will not be taking Saquon Barkley. I will 100% be taking Devontae Adams.
In the first round, obviously CMC, Cook, Henry, Kamara, Kelsey, and Adams. I am number 12, so it feels like 832 more picks before I get my first selection, but doesn't it always seem like that? Like your first, like especially like the first round, if you're drafting last, it just seems like it takes forever.
It does. And you know, it's one of those things where it's like you start looking ahead, so you kind of miss who other people are drafting. That's why I always like to go back and look, because if you're picking 12, you're up in 5 picks. You're probably going to go down here and look at, you know, the guys available around 12, 13, and 14. Who am I most likely going to have available? Now, for me, it's looking like I'm probably going to take a guess at hit Jeremy in a run at heat here, and I don't see any reason why you're not going to take a running back, and I see it either being Aaron Jones or Nick Chubb.
If they're still there, then yeah, I would definitely consider that. Saquon just went, so we have 4 more picks, and then I'm up. Even if they all take running backs, and let's just say it's Elliott, Taylor, Eckler, and Jones, I could then take Chubb and Gibson, Chubb and Hill, Najee Harris. There's several. So Elliott just went off the board.
Which that was pick 9 or pick 8, Jeremy.
8.
That was pick 8 where and then it was followed by Nick Chubb. So Nick Chubb is now off the board at the pick 9. Nick Chubb went off the board. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, some people think that's a little early. I don't. It's the first round, first off. Unless you're taking Nick Chubb with the number 1 pick or number 2 pick, does it really matter?
It doesn't matter because it's the pick. Mm-hmm. So you're exactly right. Now, a couple notables still available here. Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, and Tyreek Hill.
Went off the board.
Tyreek Hill actually just went off the board. Whoa.
So I got, I have 1 pick and then I'm up for 2. So... You know, I'm going to be able to get...
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Oh, really nice here. Really nice. All right, so on the board, I got Eckler, Jones, Gibson, and Harris. Ooh, I think I'm going to have to go Eckler and Jones. I mean, just the
great
receptions
picks
alone. You know, we're in a half point per reception.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that you have to really consider those receptions out of the running back position.
100% you do. So, yeah, Jeremy, who's up?
Do you want a little bell? Tim just, like mouthed over to my wife that literally doesn't know where things are in the kitchen. Like, can you get me some water?
No, he didn't say can you. He said, water.
That's the price you pay for being around during a draft. I mean, right?
I live here.
Oh, I mean, sorry. She lives here. My apologies. We have some notables going off the board. Jeremy, why don't you go ahead and run that down real quick? I can't see that far. Oh, but although I do have it in front of me, man.
Ooh, dude. Well, after I took my Eckler and Jones, then Najee Harris and Diggs and Gibson went off the board. So we're cruising right along, you know, in this draft. I mean, there are really no real surprises so far. The biggest surprise you could say is Chubb went a little early. Henry went a little early.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm back up again. And there's no doubt in my mind that I need a running back here. And I'm going to go ahead and take Miles Sanders with my next pick. And Miles Sanders is now off the board. So I finally got a running back, which is kind of cool. Because I went Devontae Adams first. So that kind of, and everybody say hi to Christina. She's our lovely assistant today.
I have no such thing.
Also known as Princess Bougie. All right, so that's the drink of the draft is the gin sparkling lemonade, some Bombay Sapphire, some lemon juice, simple syrup, and soda water. That's it.
So, and it's very refreshing.
And round two is coming up. We still got a lot of good players on the board.
There really is. I'm looking at them right now.
I mean, right now, this is getting ready to start the wide receiver run. Mm-hmm. We got A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Joe Mixon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Waller, I mean, it's almost every single player that's on this list right now. There's two running backs, and the rest mm-hmm. are wide receivers and tight ends, yeah. Kittle and Waller.
Yeah.
Is it still a little strange to you to see Waller ahead of Kittle?
He's a monster, man.
He really is.
He's a monster. And I wouldn't be surprised if that pick is actually gone here pretty soon. Waller's not going to make it to me. And I pick in, I believe, 4 or 5 picks. So Waller will not be there. He's a stud.
Wow.
Whoa, what just happened?
Well, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have both been selected.
Is there something about this league I don't know yet?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Hopefully it's not a super flex or I'm in trouble.
If it is, I didn't know about it and I set it up. So
that'll help. Oh, it's going to be really tough here for me.
So we got two more picks until you're up. Who are you hoping to get here?
You know, honestly, I'm going to go another running back more than likely unless Darren Waller is still available. If Darren Waller is still available, I'm going to take him. But
all right. So you're hoping for Waller. If Waller's not there, who are you going to take?
I'm definitely going to take a running back. And with that being said, I'm probably going to take.
Waller just got taken. So
now I'm going to take a running back, and it's going to be David Montgomery.
Okay. All right. You know, when you're talking about, you know, pick 30. That's really not bad.
No, not at all.
You know, that's really not bad at all.
But it's looking like, you know, I'm hoping somebody else doesn't have the same idea and snatches them up ahead of me. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So
there's
so many wide receivers, Jeremy, this year. I mean, you got to get
the last couple of years it's been that way.
And I am on the clock right now, and I'm going to go ahead and I am going to take. Now I'm starting to question myself. I'm going to take David Montgomery. I did it. I said I told you guys at home I would do it, and I did it. So far with my team, I have Miles Sanders, David Montgomery, and Devontae Adams.
You can't ask for much better than that. I mean,
no.
I have four selections before I'm up, and I would love to get Kittle here.
Sure. Very good chance you can.
There's a shot.
But if Kittle's not there, are you going wide receiver?
Probably. I'm at least going one wide receiver. So I'd love to take Keenan Allen and then maybe like pair him with
Allen Keenum?
Oh yeah. a live draft we had years ago. We had one of the guys in our draft. He's like, all right, with my next pick, I'll take Alum Keenum. And everybody just kind of looked around at each other and like, who?
We don't even know who that is.
And so he repeats himself a couple times. And then finally I'm like, I'm sorry, are you trying to say Keenan Allen? Yeah, him. Okay. And all I could picture is like dude from the ESPN commercial is like, TJ, who's your mama?
Put him on the board. Howshon Mazzoli. Got it. Championship.
Championship. I mean,
TJ, who's your mama? It's a good one.
I mean, that's a definite name. That's a throwback name. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, God, you remember that pairing of wide receivers between Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and was it Chad Henry? No. Henry? Perry? Henry. It was Henry.
Yeah.
And he died.
Yeah, he did. Remember he hung onto his wife's ex... or
his girlfriend. His girlfriend was trying to leave, and he got thrown from the car.
Yeah.
So
he was a head case, though, too. You got, looks like
he was
two...
from West Virginia. Of course he was a head case.
Exactly right there. Jeremy, looks like you're going to be coming up here pretty soon. We kind of stalled over here the last couple of picks.
Yeah, they decided to take every last second.
Which is okay. We're good with that.
It's no, fine. It's not. Okay. It's not okay. Sorry. I'm literally in the middle of taking fab money from you for doing so. Kidding. Just kidding.
You're on the clock at one pick, Jeremy. It looks like Kittle's gone.
Yep, and DeAndre Swift just got selected.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm... At this point, I'm... Wow.
You're up. And that noise was Jeremy being up, so we're going to see which route he does. We're going to have him walk through this.
Well...
For two, actually.
Keenan Allen is there. Why isn't that working? I don't know. I tried doing it, too.
We're talking about Jeremy's... he's got a touchscreen laptop. And it's not scrolling down, and it's going to drive him crazy all night. He'll probably be up 3, 4 in the morning trying to figure it out.
Oh, it's easy. You just toss it in the pool. It's all done. You know what? I'm going to go Keenan Allen. I'm still up for one more. I mean, I got Allen Robinson, so that is a great place to be. I'm going to give it just another second so I can just glance, just see what else is down here. I think I have to go Allen Robinson there.
Great back-to-back picks.
I mean, to get two wide receivers of Keenan Allen and Allen Robinson with the 36th and 37th pick.
Yes. That's incredible. And that's good. That's absolutely good. But I'm trying to find your team on here.
Well, now my team
have,
right
you
now.
You already have two running backs.
I got Eckler, Jones, Keenan Allen, and Allen Robinson.
It's not bad at all.
No.
I'm hoping for... another running back to take. I am going to go running back again. And I'm really hoping Josh Jacobs is available.
You know, that's a really good one. He is. There's a good shot he's going to be there in two picks. I mean, Josh Jacobs is, you know, about, what, 8, 9 picks down?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a possibility. I mean, you do have Josh Jacobs. You got Chase Edmonds. You got Gus Edwards. You got Javonte Williams, Kareem Hunt. So there's some running backs still available. I probably should have taken at least one more running back when I was up on the turn, because I mean it's a long way before I'm back up again.
And I am up and on the clock, guys. And it's my auto pick says Chris Godwin, but I am going running back again, and I am taking Josh Jacobs. So my running backs currently are Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders, and David Montgomery, with my first overall pick, at wide receiver, being Davante Adams.
I mean, that's a good start. That's a really good start. And in 29 picks, I'll be back up again. I'm hoping that maybe a backup quarterback is still available. I don't know. When you're on the turn and you're at 12, 14 teams... It just seems like a lifetime before you pick again. And I'm not saying... I'm preaching to the choir here because...
A lot of these guys.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. No, no. Nobody understands quite like Tim does from a week ago. So, not even quite a week ago, we had a live draft here. And Tim traded away most of his picks from the previous... from this year's draft.
Yes. Correct.
So coming into the offseason, his first selection would have been round 9.
Yes.
So he traded back, he traded some players, traded back up into the 7th round. So he definitely, or, oh, and then you traded that away.
Yep.
So your first pick was the, was it the 8th or 9th?
8th round.
So his first selection was in the 8th round. Think about not selecting until the 8th round.
And it was good. I mean, I actually, it didn't turn out as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to have, you know, Sean Alexander as my running back. I mean, it actually turned out pretty well. Pretty well. So,
and in that league, he might have already been selected.
Yeah.
Because there was at least 2 different years that someone tried to draft Sean Alexander.
My gosh.
After he was retired.
And at what point do you just let him do it? Because in the league, the TV show, The League, they don't give a shit. If you select somebody, you're taking them.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never been like that. It's not the way we are.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yes. We're not.
So.
Now, Jeremy, I'm coming up here and it looks like 3 more picks here.
I'm going to go over this 3rd round real quick. So we got.
We didn't do that, did we? Julio. We were supposed to go over those folks. Sorry.
No worries. We in that round, we had Julio Jones, Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin, Chase Edmonds, Deontay Johnson, Josh Jacobs, Tyler Lockett, Adam Thielen, Amari Cooper, T. Higgins, Robert Woods, and the first pick of that round was me with Allen Robinson. You know, not too bad. Started off this round. So Tim is up in 3 picks until he's up. You have 3 running backs and 1 wide receiver.
Right.
Who are you hoping to get here? I mean, are you going running back here again? Are you going wide receiver? Are you going tight end? I know you're not going quarterback, so.
No, you already know that. I don't know. I haven't really made that decision yet.
Although we do have another quarterback off the board already.
Who was that?
Kyler Murray.
Wow. They're going to force our hands.
No, they're not.
they're trying to.
They may force
these
your hands.
These son of a bitches are trying to force our hands. Actually, they're not going to force my hands. They're not going to force my hand at all. Because Jeremy and I will both end up going for the same quarterback, more than likely. Or one of 2 guys will end up both going.
Oh, I got several guys that I like that late.
I have 2 guys that I'm confident in. I have several guys that I'd be okay with.
Let's see. One is Matt Stafford.
Correct.
And the other one is it Brady?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
Those are the 2 guys I'm confident in.
Because you're assuming that Brady's already going to be gone.
Yes, 100%. Okay. So I'm up again. I got screwed in the last draft that we did. You got to be kidding me. There's no way.
What are you trying to get?
Never mind. I am going to go. I'm going to go tight end. What round are we in? The 6th?
Or the 5th? No, we're in the 5th.
I'm going to take Kyle Pitts. Because I don't believe he'd be there when I came back around.
No, he there's no way he would have been.
So I'm going to go ahead and lock up my tight end with Kyle Pitts. So currently, and Jeremy, you go after, my team is Miles Sanders, running back, David Montgomery, running back. I have Josh Jacobs in the flex with Devontae Adams as one of my wide receivers, and then my tight end being Kyle Pitts.
I'm hoping I get at least one of the running backs available here. We do have Gus Edwards, Javonte Williams, Miles Gaskin. I'm hoping I get at least one of those guys.
And you, now, that's what your first, but you will take one of those guys if they're available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's 4 teams before I'm up.
Looks like one of them's already gone.
Yep, Gus Edwards just got taken. We've got 3 more teams up before I'm there. And there's a good shot that both of these running backs get taken.
Yeah, it's a very good shot. And what are you?
I guess there's Darrell Henderson and Mike Davis as well. But, I mean, how much do you believe in Darrell Henderson with Sony Michel there now?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You know, you don't go out and just take Sony Michel if you don't have a reason to. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you go out there and get him for a reason. And that's exactly what they did. So we'll have to see. But I'm looking for a particular player that I don't want to mention because we are drafting that I'm looking to see has been drafted yet. And it doesn't look like he has.
We got one more selection till I'm up. And
you are now up, sir.
I am, and I'm able to take Javonte Williams. He is still there. Let's see here. Let's see who all is going to be available. I could go Williams and Gaskin, and that wouldn't be bad. You know what? I'm going to do it because you know how running backs yep. are, and especially in a 12. When you get into a 12 team or more, you have to hoard running backs as much as possible.
And you went back to back.
I did. Williams
and Gaskin. Okay.
Javonte Williams, Miles Gaskin. Gaskin has looked good. You know, I know he's a small Absolutely. Back, but he's played well there and he gets receptions.
I'm going to be coming up here in a couple picks, Jeremy. And I'm thinking I'm going to go wide receiver because I got three running backs. They're good running backs. Three good running backs and a tight end. I want to get another wide receiver to go along with Davante Adams. If Juju's there, and he is, holy shit.
Wow, Antonio Brown went pretty early there. Sixth round, that's fairly early.
I was Antonio just able Brown. To grab Juju in the seventh round.
You know what? That's the thing, though, is he's the receiver that's falling in Pittsburgh.
I'll take my chances because I'm telling you right now, the kid's got too much swag and too much talent to let that fall any further. I think he's going to have a big year this year.
I mean, it just depends on what TikTok does.
TikTok, that's true. That's true.
Because I think everybody knows Juju's the biggest TikTok guy in the NFL. It.
By the way,
he's the only person on the field trying to do freaking TikToks.
Christina's sitting over here like, I kind of like that guy. What's his name again?
No, I was thinking that if any of our children played football, that would be them.
More than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be out there filming a TikTok with a bunch of poppets and fidgets and everything else at midfield.
Absolutely. Lamar Jackson just went off the board too, Jeremy. That's
really early.
That's super early, man. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
It's just one of those things that...
I don't see Lamar Jackson in the seventh round, dude.
Sixth.
Or, I'm sorry, sixth round. Jeez.
Oh, no, that is just the seventh. I apologize. My apology. It just started the seventh, though. So that may have been the sixth.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, round six.
Wow.
Yeah, so sixth round.
Who was that took him? I can't see that, unfortunately. My eyes are terrible.
That's Dave.
Dave, you and I are going to have a talk, brother. You must not have listened to our podcast, man.
Don't point that gun at him. He's an unpaid intern.
We told you to wait on quarterbacks.
You got an F.
Yeah. and just so everyone knows, I love that you said you got an F. I think we should go back and grade each one of these teams.
We can do that.
Within reason. We're not going to bulldoze you guys. You're fans of ours. You know, your groupies. I'm just kidding.
But why'd you look at me when you said groupie, Tim?
Well, you are a groupie. I mean, where's your you know, our fantasy football trophy wife shirt?
It's dirty. I wear it too much.
She wears it too much, so it's dirty, so she can't wear it.
I mean, I'm wearing my shirt, my drafting shirt.
Can't get enough of that shirt.
Love that shirt.
I had to get a new shirt for the draft, so I bought one that says, being the fantasy football commissioner doesn't get you as laid as much as you think. And they're right.
It's tough, man. Jeremy, if LaVisca Chenault is available here, I am going to take him 1,000%, just so you know. So hey, if Chenault's available, I'm taking him, dude.
You know what?
Because he's not going to come back to me.
Oh, no. No, he for sure is not. I mean, there's only a few picks before, you know, he's up. Even in...
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's one of the best available. I have to start looking at a couple running backs here, or a couple wide receivers here. Say that again.
Although there is a guy that's coming up that I don't think will get back to me. And I've been looking at him for two rounds now. So I'm going to do something that we talked about in our draft, basically, was if you see a guy, just because he's not usually there, and I am up, and I'm actually going to skip over it and hope he comes back to me. I am going to draft Chenault right here, and I did take him. I'm hoping and praying. If this guy comes back to me, I feel like I won this draft. No, I don't think he will. But now I want Jeremy to kind of guess who he thinks it is. Any guesses? How about if you pick him, then I'll let you know. But if you don't, then I'll tell you after you draft. I'm not going to tell you either way. It looks like you're coming up here pretty soon, kid.
Oh, I see him.
Is he going to make it back to me?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Jeremy is up. Let's see if he comes back.
I feel like I definitely have to address wide receiver here.
100% you do.
I think I'm going to take my first pick. I'm going to take Deebo Samuel.
Great pick.
I think he is grossly undervalued.
Yes, I do too.
You know what? I'm going to try something here. I drafted for the second half of the season, and I took Michael Thomas. It's a little early, but he wasn't going to make it back to me. And I feel like from week 9 on, he can definitely be a wide receiver one.
Oh, 100%. That was not... Neither one of those guys were my guys.
No, it's Waddle.
It's not Waddle.
No?
No. It's 100% Corey Davis.
Really?
100%. I'm still banging on the fact that I will be able to get Waddle at the next turn. But the next pick that went off after that was Devonta Smith, James Conner before that, Jamal Williams before that. So I'm going to be able to get my guy next, because now we're seeing a run of running backs, and that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm going to go Corey Davis here. Yeah, absolutely. Corey Davis is now off the board. So I'm hoping, guys, I'm hoping that Jalen Waddle falls to me. All right. And then Christina's going to be making the next pick since he wants to be a dick.
I want that TJ Who's Your Mama.
Oh, she wants... Great. Hey, everybody heard it. Jeremy will be taking TJ Uzumanzada with his next pick.
I had to step out another room for a second. I just yell it out. I'm like, don't let Christina pick.
Don't leave Tim unattended with the podcast. I will also say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm editing, so.
I was very amused by his solo comment.
I was like, hey, just let us know who sounds better on the podcast. If I don't sound great, let me know, because I don't want to do this anymore if that's the case. So, now, Jeremy, getting back to the draft here, I took Corey Davis like I told you I was going to. He's looked really good this preseason and camp.
He has, and with Wilson throwing so much, I mean, he can run, he can throw. I mean, he by far has the best arm in this past draft.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's Stafford-like.
It's incredible. Now, I'm hoping that Waddle falls to me in the next one, because I won't let him go again past me. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's hope Waddle's there. And it's looking like... I mean, by the way, whoever's name is impacted bowels, thank you for... And Jalen Hurts just went off the board.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't take him until double-digit rounds.
Easily. But it's your draft. Remember what we said. That's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Now, Impact Bowles, you know who that is. Because he has the same name I think he did change it in our other league. That's Dale.
Dale, okay. Okay. Dale, you're very clever here, sir. Very, very clever.
So we got two more picks, and then Tim is up. Best available on the board, Noah Fant, Marvin Jones, Jarvis Landry, Marquise Brown, Mike Williams, and Jalen Waddle. So, very good shot of getting Waddle right there. Marquez Callaway just went off the board. That's a really good pick.
Absolutely it is.
Doug took that one.
Doug must have been listening to the draft when we all went crazy when he took. Yeah, good job, Doug.
Well, he's sitting right next to me when Joel took that pick, and I'm like, great pick.
Right.
And I went on and on talking about how he's the number one in New Orleans until Mike Thomas gets back.
Correct. And I should be coming up any second here, Jeremy, and we're going to see. And I am up, and Jalen Waddle was just selected one pick before me.
Does that mean you're going to stop saying Waddle?
Where are you? I'm in a glass case of emotion. That stinks. Yeah, I'm done with Waddle. I'll tell you that for right now. I am going to take here with my pick in the ninth round. I'm going to take... Oh, shoot. This one we make a pick.
3, 2, 1.
Who'd have me take?
Noah Fant.
Okay. I don't know why they...
He was the number one player on the board.
That's fine. So Noah Fant was my pick, which really kind of throws everything off. I will definitely not be taking another tight end. Unbelievable.
Gentlemen, I wash my hands of this weirdness.
Man, all right, so we got four picks until I'm up. We got Marvin Jones, Jarvis Landry, Marquise Brown, Mike Williams, Ruggs, Singletary. Actually, to be honest, I'd love Singletary to still be there. I'll take him, no question, if he's still there.
Would you take him over David Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I'd take him.
You're on the clock, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to start looking for my second pick because I'm definitely taking Singletary.
Okay.
And I'm just going to see what else is out here. Look at some wide receivers, some tight ends. We'll just look around, see what kind of, I don't know, maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have time.
Oh, shit. Son of a bitch.
I'm going to take Matt Stafford with my second pick. So I took Devin Singletary, and then I took Matt Stafford.
And all of you forced our hands because we were not going to take a quarterback this early.
10th round.
Gosh, I wanted to wait later, and I still might wait later. And you just took my guy, too.
Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
Me?
Yeah.
I did that?
Yeah.
I would never do that to you. Not unless I was alone or with somebody.
And Herbert's gone, too.
He is. Goff's still available.
Yeah, I'd rather pick you.
Well, I have a better arm.
Well, I got lucky, Jeremy. And I am going to take a quarterback, and I'm going to take Joe Burrow. He's the best available, and he was on a killing spree last year before he got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think they gotten better or worse this year?
I think they definitely got better because Riley Reiff has really shored up that right side of the offensive line. That was a very underrated sign.
So the offensive line gets better. They added Jamar Chase.
I mean, Jamar right. Chase has not looked great in the preseason. He was off for an entire year.
Right.
You know, you're going to be rusty.
Yeah.
I think most of the guys that opted out and did not play last year, I think most of them have looked fairly rusty.
They absolutely have. You're exactly right.
All right. So in the 10th round, we had Jarvis Landry, Marquise Brown, Darnell Mooney, Michael Carter, Jacoby Myers, Joe Burrow, Marvin Jones, Dallas Goedert, Mike Williams, David Johnson, Nyheim Hines, and then my first pick in the 10th round, I took Matt Stafford. Can I be honest with you about something?
What?
You're part of the reason why I took Matt Stafford.
Because you knew he wasn't coming back to you?
Yeah, I like Stafford. Why not? But it was just like extra gravy knowing that it was going to get to you. It was like,
I was taking him, just so you know. Because I was looking.
Throw a little side of dressing on my, some mashed potatoes on my plate. You know what? Throw some of Tim's gravy on there.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't coming back to you, just so you know.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, so that was a great pick on your end because he wasn't coming back to you. As much as I would love to tell you he wasn't.
So in the round 11, started off with Mr. Vaccine, Cole Beasley, Mecole Hardman, and Jalen Reagor with the first three picks in the 11th round.
I like that Reagor pick. I'm wondering if he's finally getting it together.
I have not watched some of their camp stuff as of late, but I do remember they said, you know, he got dinged up again, so he wasn't out there. Then you heard some good stuff coming out of camp, but it's kind of, I think it's a little watered down because it's so spread out between all the receivers and tight ends. I mean, you still have Ertz, you still have Goddard, and guess what? In practice, who are the two most targeted receivers out there? I'll give you a hint, it's Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
That tells you that Reagor and Smith might not get the numbers that you're hoping for. you know, sure, if you're drafting
that's
them.
A great point. That's absolutely a great point.
And then when you combine the rushing for Jalen Hurts, that's a few more opportunities taken away from the pass game or from Miles Sanders.
Again, that's a great point. But at the same time, you know, I'm hoping the best players are the ones that get to play. And I'm thinking that's what is going to happen there in Philly. I really do.
You got 20 seconds left. Tim is up on the clock right now.
I'm taking Elijah Moore.
That's a good pick. He has killed it. Tim loved him going into the draft, coming out of the draft, still did. I mean, looking at what we had for camp reports in the first, like, 3 weeks, it was like every third tweet you saw from a beat writer was about Elijah Moore.
Right. I mean, he's really good, and I'm hoping that he can continue on that pace. I really do, because I think he's got room to grow. He's got room to grow, and I think he's going to do just fine. Jeremy, wow. You're coming up here.
Did you know the Buccaneers just got selected?
Yeah, just so you know, I was looking at them.
You know, with this scoring system, we did do some changes. We upped the point totals for sacks, for fumbles, for lost fumbles. Well, I got two picks, and then I'm up. There's a few guys up here that I'm interested in. Devontae Parker is one season removed from a, what did he have, like 1,400 yards?
Yes, he is.
You've got Tyrell Williams, who is the number one receiver in Detroit. A lot of people don't think that means a whole lot, but you know what? It still does.
It does. It absolutely does.
I think
Larry Fitzgerald made a career of being the number one on a not-so-great team.
Yeah, he sure did.
So, always look at it like that, ladies and gentlemen.
Did somebody get taken here?
Ooh.
Who are you looking for? Must
have. Ooh.
I was looking for... Oh, Higby just got taken pick before. You dirty mother...
Is that who you're going for?
I sure was. I mean, I like to have a receiver from the team of my quarterback, so...
Absolutely.
Whoever the rookie is...
I'm about to do to you what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 90s.
I'm going to take Ramondre Stevenson with my next pick.
That's a great pick.
I love Ramondre Stevenson. He looks so much better than what I thought he looked in college. He looks quicker. He looks like he has more of a burst. Everybody knew he had power.
But could you not see him becoming the number one there at some point?
Oh, 100%. I mean, what's the chance that Damian Harris doesn't get hurt this year?
So that's the point that I was trying to, without saying, you know, Damian Harris gets hurt, which you don't want to see that happen to anybody. But at the same time, man, it's, New England running back situation always drives me bonkers. I am on the clock. I am going with 18 seconds left. I'm going to draft, this is a flyer, guys.
And Evan Ingram?
Nope.
Rob Gronkowski?
Nope.
No.
I'm going to draft Bryan Edwards.
Okay.
Again, flyer. That's what that is there. You're in a 12-man league. If he hits, wow.
Yeah. You know, and this is coming up to the time where I really need to start looking at some of these other positions. I've got two spots left on the bench. I've got a starter at tight end that I still need to draft, defense and kicker. I would like a backup quarterback. Oh.
What?
Bill just took Tua Tagovailoa.
That's what you're going for?
Yes, 100%. I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, you only have one quarterback as well, and you're up before I am. But yeah, Tua, I am 1,000,000% bought in on him this year.
Okay. I love it.
I think he has looked phenomenal. I think he has a shit ton of weapons. And I think people that are underrating him are going to be floored. All right, so you're up in four picks, and is there a position you're hoping for? Are you just going like highest upside? What are you thinking here?
I'm probably going to take a running back, and that running back is still available.
Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking Philip Lindsay.
Okay, so best available running backs out here right now. You know, we have Philip Lindsay, Tony Pollard, Alexander Mattison, Malcolm Brown, Gio Bernard, Carlos Hyde, Tyson Williams. I mean, there's a...
Absolutely.
There's some guys here.
Yep, but I am going to draft Philip Lindsay.
Now, are you, like, done with running back, or are you maybe taking one more?
No, I'm done with running back. Yeah, I got four of them right now. I'm 100% done with running back.
All right, so I'm up next. I'm up in, actually, there's four picks, and then I'm up.
Justin Fields just went off the board. He's not even a starter, Jeremy.
You know what? But you're still looking at upside.
Kidding. Right. Jeremy, my next pick will be a defense, believe it or not, because of the scoring change. Normally, I wouldn't wait this long, but it is the 14th round. And I'm ready to take a defense. So that's exactly what I'll do.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't see anybody there that's really jumping out to me. I'm going to take a defense. I'm going to take the Patriots. I think a lot of people are sleeping on the Patriots, to be honest.
Well, have you watched some of their last games? They put me to sleep, too.
Hey.
But they got the little kid from the commercial that took Cam Newton's job.
Oh, they sure did.
That's the greatest. Who would have known like 10 years ago that would backfire on him like it did?
Yeah, that's not actually Mac Jones.
I know it's not, but it's funny because everybody says it's Mac Jones.
What's still funny is how many people just thought I was the craziest MF-er out there for saying Mac Jones was my third-rated quarterback.
I mean, people thought you were a crazy motherfucker for other reasons other than the fact that you thought Mac Jones was the third-rated quarterback.
Well, that's true. Well, I finally took a tight end. I took Gerald Everett. Nobody really jumped out to me right there, and the clock was running down because I did not look ahead, which you should always do.
Yes.
So I have, what, two picks left? No, I have three picks left. Kicker and two bench spots. All right, so Tim is up in... Three picks and then Tim is up.
Yeah.
Who are you hoping for here?
I'm hoping for the Browns defense.
Yeah?
That's my defense that I want.
You know what? They're the third highest ranked defense left available according to the app here. So
I think
you got a good shot.
I think Myles Garrett and that defensive line is going to cause havoc.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be fumbles. There's going to be sacks. I think the defensive backs, I mean, that the Browns are loaded, ladies and gentlemen. All the talent in the world. I can't believe I'm actually saying that. And I did just take the Browns defense.
So you have what, two picks left?
So I have, no.
No, you have three.
I have three. My team so far is Joe Burrow at quarterback, Miles Sanders, mm-hmm. and David Montgomery at running back, along with Josh Jacobs and Philip Lindsay. My wide receivers are Devontae Adams, Juju, LaVisca, Chenault, Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, Brian Edwards. My tight ends are Kyle Pitts and Noah Fant. My defense is the Browns.
Mine, I only have one quarterback and Matt Stafford. Running backs, I have Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, Javonte Williams, Myles Gaskin, Devin Singletary, and Ramondre Stevenson. As you guys can tell, I really like running backs.
wide receiver,
Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Deebo Samuel. I also have Michael Thomas. Tyrell Williams. Those are my running my wide receivers right now. I have Gerald Everett at tight end. I have the Patriots at defense, and I don't have a kicker yet. I do have kicker and two bench spots left.
That's not bad.
There's one potential running back that I'm looking at left, maybe two. I do need another wide receiver, so.
And I'm going to take another one as well because I'd rather pick up waiver wire running backs. You know, take the chance of outbidding somebody for a backup if a starter gets hurt. Because right now, there's just nothing there, man. I'm hoping one guy falls to me here. And Jeremy, he is still there. Jeremy, I just got Rondale Moore in the 15th round.
Nice.
Wow.
I looked at him a little bit as a potential pickup, but...
I think he's going to get the ball.
He didn't make it back to me, so...
No, he didn't. You're right. And Jeremy, you are on the board.
Trying to decide here. I really need a wide receiver, but to be honest, I don't feel comfortable really with any of those guys. But I'm going to take right now, pure upside, I'm going to go Trey Lance because
wow.
It's one of my last picks. If all else fails, I can drop him and pick somebody else up.
That's a great pick.
And then wide receiver, I got 17 seconds left.
Better make up your mind, sir. What'd you do?
I got auto-picked Malcolm Brown. Not a big deal.
He's a kitty. Jeremy's TV
kitty
just,
over there.
Jeremy's TV just popped on. The first thing I seen was a big kitty.
Not that kind.
Not that kind.
Oh, she's hairy. Time to shave that kitty.
All right.
You started this.
All I said was I seen a freaking kitty. That's all I seen.
I wasn't even looking at the TV.
Excuse me?
Hey. I think Jeremy's having too much fun. She was getting ready for No Shave November.
You shut your mouth. That is false.
And I got one more pick here, Jeremy. My kicker is going to be Myers. And I am done, sir. Now, we want to thank all of you guys for listening. What do you think about the draft, man? How'd you do?
I like my team. I'm looking at this. I have Stafford and Lance at quarterback. I got Eckler, Jones, Javonte Williams, Miles Gaskin, Devin Singletary, and Ramadre Stevenson, along with Malcolm Brown at running back, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Debo Samuel, Michael Thomas, Tyrell Williams, Gerald Everett at tight end. I have Patriots defense. With my next pick, I'm just going to draft Greg Zuerlein. So what about your team? What do you think about yours?
Well, I'll tell you about mine. I went Joe Burrow, quarterback. I only took one quarterback. Miles Sanders, David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs, Philip Lindsay, Gio Bernard for my running backs. Then I went wide receivers with Devontae Adams, Juju, LaVisca, Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, Brian Edwards, Rondale Moore. My tight end is Kyle Pitts and Noah Fant. Defense is the Browns. Kicker is Myers from Seattle. I think I have a very solid team.
Yeah.
Just like yours, I went upside on a lot of guys. Tight end is my favorite position. Kyle Pitts hits big. That's going to push me over. But I also have Noah Fant there as well if I need to. Love my wide receivers. But I think I have some solid running backs too. I don't know.
So with this,
thank you guys for listening to our draft this evening. Again, I'm Tim Swanbeck here with my good friend Jeremy Miller. Jeremy, tell them where they can find us at on Twitter.
Well, Tim is at TimS1028. I'm at FBJunkies_. And then you can also find us on Facebook. You have to go under the group page when you're looking at that, and it's Football Junkies.
Yes, and listen, make sure you smash that like button.
And Hulk. Smash.
Oh gosh, I sound like my 13-year-old daughter right now. Or 10-year-old daughter right now. However old she is.
I like the fact that he has no idea how old his daughter is.
Smash that like button. Oh my god, that was really embarrassing.
No, and just so you know, Jeremy, well, you'll keep that part in there. Because you're going to make fun of that. Especially with Christina laughing in the background. But again, guys, we thank you. We had a lot of fun tonight. It's what it's all about. Hopefully you guys laughed along with us and had some fun with us. And we will hear and talk to you guys all very soon.
You guys have a good one.